Hey, welcome to another Dear Two File. This Dear Two File is brought to you by the letter bourbon. See what we got here. Dear Two, I'm about to turn 25 and I've never had sex. It's not that I don't want to have sex, but between school, work, and travel, I lead a very busy life, and I've always put my professional life ahead of my personal life. I also would prefer to have sex with someone I know well, like, trust, and respect. The problem is, all the people I know who I want to have sex with are either straight or in a monogamous relationship. I always figured something would eventually come up. Now I'm getting older and I'm tired of waiting. Should I just have sex with some random fur at a con? I've got offers. Is it really worth waiting for some potentially great guy to possibly come along, or am I just being stupid for wasting opportunities for casual sex? This is from Anonymous from Anani Land. Let me tell you something, Mr. Mouse. Sex is fun, okay? It's just fun. It's not even like playing fetus soccer is fun either. It's just fun. It's like riding a roller coaster fun, you know? It's only if you have to wait in line for sex, I suggest you not fuck whomever is at the end of that line, you know? Because on this roller coaster, you could ride it and go, wee, wah, ah, oh man, this is a blast. This is really, why is my dick falling off? Oh God, why? It's turning purple and crispy. Z-O-M-G-Y! It's like a little dried dog turd now! This roller coaster whore totaled my penis! And that's the end of your sex life, pal. Bam! Over! And is it really worth that just to have some fun? Sex is not that big a deal. It's like jerking off with someone else there watching. And I already know there are people out there listening going, but it can be special and warm and glowy, and sure it can, but that's emotional. That's not sex! You can have that without the sex. You remember that saying, every dog has his day, right? Well, do you want to look back on your day going, yeah, it was a very special time in that dirty hotel room with that guy I didn't know and the donkey he brought. I don't know anyone who's died a virgin, my man. I say you should hang on and wait for the right person. You'll definitely thank me for it later. Dear Two, I was just wondering what you thought of this shit about Bush trying to enforce a ban on most types of fetish pornography. This list includes several fetishes, but also bestiality. Do you think the government will use that to shut down and illegalize our spooge? And what do you think we all should do to make sure the fundies don't get this law in place? As I understand it, it's really getting pushed for by the Family Research Council and the Christian Coalition. All I know is that I don't want my spooge taken away from me because some fuck nugget thinks it lacks artistic qualities, quote-unquote. Thanks from Andre Rabbit in Buford, Georgia. Ah, shit, man. When's the last time you remember something stopped happening because it was made illegal? Especially on the internet. Let's see, what's illegal here? Drugs, prostitution, theft, child beating, underage drinking, murder, baby fucking, gambling, vandalism, horse masturbation, trespassing, self-mutilation, copyright infringement, stabbing Mormons, gassing Jews, whipping Africans, fighting, hate rape, jumping the border, sexual harassment, pushing cripples downstairs, eating cats, bribing cops, downloading music, pistol whipping old ladies, slapping your dick in public, setting your boss on fire, hijacking a short bus, castrating a mime, driving without a license, fishing without a license, hunting without a license, putting your dick in Nancy Reagan's nose without a license, spray painting a picture of Jesse Ventura being raped by Keebler elves on the side of a school bus without a license, disturbing the peace, impersonating a federal agent, spitting on the sidewalk, spitting on the dick behind the register at Wendy's, poisoning a salad bar, taking a dump on a sleeping preacher, slander, terroristic threatening, public intoxication, speeding, and telling a quadriplegic child that his family is going straight to hell if he doesn't solve this Rubik's Cube in less than 2.5 minutes. And now they're gonna add looking at furry porn to that list? Yeah, that'll just shut it right down. Just let him fucking try. If they make furry porn illegal, I will be the first to draw a huge furry dick going right up Georgie's ass, and I'll post it all over the goddamn place. I don't know if they're gonna be able to make this law or not, but if they do, it's gonna be harder than hell to prosecute someone if they haven't hurt anyone. And drawing pictures doesn't hurt anybody. So I very seriously doubt there's anything to worry about. Dear Two, I have come to you for advice. It's about an obsession of mine. I have loved snakes ever since I was a hatchling. Recently, I've come across a shitload of money, and I want to get my first pet snake. Due to the fact that I have next to nothing to do, this would be a great idea because then I'd get exactly what I love, and I would never forget to take proper care of it. My mother is very uncomfortable with large snakes. She tells me things I already know every time whenever I talk about it. It's getting rather annoying. That's not the worst, though. She's gone into my room without permission, taken me to the wrong pet stores in the middle of the night, and forgot to clean her breath before talking to my face. I need advice on how to convince someone that large snakes are easy, safe, and most importantly, completely harmless. This may or may not be a huge lie, but it really would help me out if you could offer some friendly advice. Your harmless iguana boy, Canter. Well, first of all, you've come to the wrong person if you want a lie, okay? I'm not going to engineer a lie for you. You ought to know that by now. But, hey, you know, I like snakes, too, because I like tails, and a snake is, like, just a tail, but it's a whole animal. Why don't you try getting a smaller snake first? Kind of like a practice snake. Get a little non-threatening practice snake that you can hold and play with, and let your mom get used to the idea that a snake isn't such a bad thing. Hey, if it's your first snake, you don't want to go balls out right away. Anyway, there are going to be a lot of things about taking care of a snake that you're not going to expect, so you should get a small snake. That'll give you time to get used to taking care of a snake, and your mother time to stop being so afraid of snakes, and then one day, once you're both used to it, you can come home with Mega Snake! 28 feet long, 1,200 pound, eat a 86 Lincoln Continental whole. Have to feed it live Cuban infants! But at first, go for a compromise. Get a little snake first, and then think about getting a bigger one later. Dear Two, there's this guy on a message board I used to visit. He liked to post his art, and for the most part, we got along fine. One day, though, he posted one that wasn't up to his usual standard. I said as nicely as I could that I didn't particularly care for it, and I explained why. Well, after that, this guy went to a sort of year-long depression that he only came out of because I apologized profusely. He started to harass me, taking every chance he could to flame me and hijack my threads. This guy apparently hates me so much that he even reads my live journal and would post snide remarks anonymously. Then I sent my LJ to refuse anonymous comments, and he logged onto his account and then did it some more. He's now banned from my LJ, but I'm concerned he might find a way through it. That brings me to my question. If he does, what should I do? I know it's only internet drama, but I'm still kind of nervous. Thanks a bunch from Anonymous. What should you do? You should pay some thug to come over to your house, cut your toes off with a pair of wire cutters, and show you what it's like to have something worth worrying about. I mean, I don't mean to bust your balls, man, but it's the internet! It's not even that important. It's LiveJournal. LiveJournal is the Jerry Springer show of the internet. Life is not so fragile that waves get sent through it because some random T-fuckball is e-harassing you on a message board. The only reason there are so many psycho stalkers out there is because people get all freaked out and traumatized by it. If you want the guy to go away, ignore him. Every time you have a reaction to him, he goes into the corner and jerks off about it. I mean, do you really care what this shit brick thinks of you? Because if you do, then you shouldn't. You need to pretend he isn't even there and just go about your business. If he starts calling you on the phone, then call the police and tell him that he's a black guy with a gun. But until then, stop giving this guy a good reach around by playing his little game. And I don't know why you wanted to be anonymous, you know, because now every psycho stalker on the internet is going to think I'm talking about them, you know? Fucking punks. Dear Two, I'm a Canadian citizen all my life, and I've been keeping myself as informed as possible. I would like to ask you something, since you being an American and all. The Canadian federal government was planning to legalize or even just decriminalize pot. As soon as the bill came to Parliament, the American government attacked the bill, saying it would increase smuggling of pot to America, which I believe is true. It's just that Canada has a serious problem with guns. More specifically, guns being smuggled into Canada from the U.S. to be sold on the black market to gangs. This is a serious problem, and quite a number of people have been killed in the streets of Toronto with guns that aren't even available to be bought legally in Canada, and most of them come from the U.S. I just find this very hypocritical of the U.S. to be telling Canada off for smuggling when our citizens are being shot by guns smuggled in from the U.S. Anyway, just wanted to know your thoughts on this tough issue. Thank you for reading my letter. Keep up the good work. Ian from the Great White North. Well, I agree with you, Ian. I don't think that the U.S. has any business telling Canada what they should do with their laws. I just don't. But the answer to the problem is simple. Just let it happen. American guns get smuggled across the border because Canadians want guns. If Canada legalizes pot, then it'll be smuggled across the border too because Americans want pot. Canada gets their guns. Americans get their pot. And it's all okay because if there's one thing that will get a guy with a gun to not shoot someone, it's smoking pot. Stone people can't shoot anyone. They're too busy laughing their asses off at Gilligan's Island. They can't figure out how to put their own fucking socks on. They can't operate a firearm. All they want is Doritos. You've got more chance being shot by Stephen Hawking when he's asleep than a stone guy with Doritos and a gun. I say just let it happen. Then everyone will have the guns they want and everyone will be too stoned to use them. The world will be a safer, happier place, and Scooby-Doo will make that much more sense. Dear Two, I've recently met a girl who I really, really like. She likes me too. Her mom is a crazy, fucked up, uber hard-ass bitch. And if she ever finds out that we're as close as we are now, she'll ban her daughter from seeing me. That's only part of the problem, though. My new Belle is bisexual, and she likes kissing girls. A whole lot. Most straight guys would find that really enjoyable, but I don't. I get kind of jealous, and I really wish she'd stop. I'm trying to figure out how I'm supposed to survive until December 2nd, which is the day we're allowed to start seeing each other. But her going around kissing other people in front of me, I want to tell her how much it bugs me, and maybe get her to stop. But without seeming like a control Nazi, if you could help me out, that'd be just peachy. Brief warm fuzzies, love your work. From Colon Rideout in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
All right, man. I'm gonna tell ya. Okay? If your girlfriend likes kissing girls, there's nothing you're going to be able to do or say to make her stop liking it. And if you try to make her stop, it's only going to make her unhappy with you. And then you will be in a world of shit. Because she'll go, bitch, now I'm going to kiss your mama. And she will kiss your mama and you will be sad.
What you need is trust, my man. You need to trust her. You can never replace what she gets out of kissing girls. But kissing girls can never replace you. Now, it's a little weird to go around kissing other people when you're in a relationship with someone else, no matter what sex. And if you two are in a relationship, then it's not weird for you not to want her to kiss other people. But you're gonna have to realize that it's always gonna be a fantasy of hers. And I think you should let her have it. Or maybe even share it with her. Just tell her how you feel about it. That's the best thing to do. You know what would probably get her really hot is if you dressed up like a girl, but that would be really weird. That's the end of this Dear 2 segment for this week. If you'd like to send a Dear 2 letter, please send it to dear2@ranting-griffin.com. I'll be talking to you again soon. And remember, a tennis racket across the knees will make people give you their money.